I'm Mackenzie Bates, Alabama Public Radio News. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley is endorsing Ohio Governor John Kasich for the Republican presidential nomination. Alabama Public Radio's Stan Ingold has more.
Governor Kasich joined Bentley at the Alabama Sports Hall of Fame in Birmingham. Governor Bentley says Kasich has the executive-level experience and background necessary to lead. He called Kasich to offer his support after seeing him in a recent debate. The governor cites Kasich's experience and compassion as factors in his decision to endorse him. Bentley is the first Deep South governor to endorse Kasich, who is generally viewed as being among the more moderate Republican contenders. While Kasich is among lesser-known Republican candidates, a strong performance during the first debate produced fresh signs of momentum. Bentley was a convention delegate for former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee in 2008. Stan Ingold, APR News.
It's been almost 1 week since the legislature ended a special session without a general fund budget. Governor Bentley is expected to call another special session to deal with a projected $200 million shortfall in the state's coffers. As both chambers remain divided on the issue, the House did vote in favor of cutting $156 million from Medicaid before passing their version of the budget. Huntsville Republican Representative Phil Williams says he was ashamed of that vote, but he believes that move sent a message throughout Montgomery.
I think it worked because suddenly the target that the Medicaid requirement was reduced down. Oh, we can just live just fine if you give us X instead of Y. So there were some successes as a result of the antics of the week. But no, I'm not proud of that vote.
The Senate threw out the House's version of the budget and approved the same one that was vetoed by Governor Bentley in the General Assembly. Medicaid is the health care program that covers the poor and disabled. Tuscaloosa native and WBC heavyweight champion Deontay Wilder knows where his next fight will be. The Alabama Athletics Commission says it will be in Birmingham. The fight will be at the Legacy Arena at the BJCC September 26th. Wilder, who boasts an undefeated record at 34-0 with 33 knockouts, will face John Duhapis. He is 32-2 with 20 knockouts. A 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms in the Tennessee Valley and central Alabama areas this evening with lows in the upper 60s, and a 40% chance of scattered thunderstorms in Mobile and the Gulf Coast tonight with lows in the mid-70s. 81 in Mobile and Florence, 77 in Huntsville and Montgomery, 73 in Jasper, Birmingham and Selma, and 75 in Tuscaloosa. For APR News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.